Good morning. Last week, Chevron entered into two transactions with Venture Global and with Cheniere, and Seeking Alpha issued a report on it, noting that Tellurian was absent. Well, there's two very good reasons why Tellurian was absent. The first one is that we are trying to build an 11 million ton facility, and we have sold 9 million tons out of the 11 million tons on terms that are very attractive to us based on TTF and JKM pricing. And we did that a year ago. So for the time being, we are sold out. We have nothing to sell unless we want to get ahead of ourselves and start setting future trends, which we don't really want to do until we finish the financing for the first phase. The second reason is, even if we were tempted to do this, we would not chase the same business model. Let me explain myself. If you want to sell your service for a fee, you have to make sure that that fee is going to allow you to operate properly. So you're going to need $1 per 1,000 cubic feet for operations and maintenance and G&A. And if you don't do that, you can have a leak of gas, or you can have a leak of LNG, and both of them has very unfortunate consequences. So you have to have the process and procedures in place, and you cannot cut corners on doing this. If you're going to spend to pay your debt back, you're also going to need about $1.25 to repay your loan and pay your interest on a 20-year amortization schedule. And then finally, if you need to source the gas, it's probably going to cost you about 50 cents per 1,000 cubic feet. So your fee needs to be at least $2.75, closer to $3 on a long-term basis before you start making a profit. So let's assume that you go for a dollar profit. You would spend for a 10 million ton facility, which is in the ballpark of what all of us are trying to put on the table. So it's anywhere from 10 to 11 to 13, depending on which project we're talking about. That project will cost about $10 billion for 10 million tons. And if you make a dollar in MMBTU as a profit, you're going to make $500 million a year. That is not attractive to us. And that is if everything goes really well. And it is not likely to go well in the current environment, because inflation and interest rates are both going up. And therefore, you are likely to get cost overruns for the next wave of projects that are going to be starting construction now. We have, from the beginning, said we believe there's going to be a large margin in the business, and natural gas prices around the rest of the world will be significantly higher than natural gas prices in the US, and that is the business we want to pursue. So that would allow us to make somewhere between around $10 of margin per 1,000 cubic feet. So that $10 billion would return to us somewhere between $3 and $4 billion a year, as opposed to somewhere between $200 and $300 million. That is the business model we are pursuing. The reward is much greater. It is a little bit more complicated to put the financing together, but it is worth it. And we are working for our shareholders, including ourselves. As you know, management owns 20% of Tellurian. So we are focused on making the most amount of money for our shareholders, not on simply signing deals for the sake of signing deals. So where is Tellurian today? With all the financing we just finished, we're sitting on about $800 million in cash. We are also have invested about $750 million to date in Driftwood. We've given Bechtel a limited notice to proceed. We're committed to spend another $250 million with them for the balance of the year. So as you can see, we're making progress on the construction. We also have the funds to continue to make progress, and we will keep announcing specifically what we're going to do as it happens. And then finally, our production company is doing extremely well. It increases its production on a regular basis. We're comfortable in guiding on current pricing for 2023 and EBITDA for the production company of 400 million, which will generate a significant amount of net cash flow to the company that we can continue to invest. So what do you look for the time being until we can put the final financing in place? You look for staying on schedule on the construction, which at the moment we're still on schedule for the construction to deliver LNG in the first quarter of 2026. And you look for us adding to our footprint to continue to expand our production company. Those are the two critical things. The financing will fall into place in the proper order. Thank you very much.
Cautionary information about forward-looking statements. This presentation contains forward-looking statements within the meaning of U.S. federal securities laws. The words anticipate, assume, believe, budget, estimate, expect, forecast, initial, intend, may, plan, potential, project, proposed, should, will, would, and similar expressions are intended to identify forward-looking statements. Forward-looking statements herein relate to, among other things, future profits and costs, the benefits of Tellurian's model, future financing and acquisition transactions, the timing of construction, and future EBITDA cash flow. Please see the current report on Form 8K of Tellurian filed on June 28, 2022 for further information regarding Tellurian's estimated future EBITDA. The forward-looking statements herein are subject to numerous risks and uncertainties. These risks and uncertainties include the matters discussed in Item 1A of Part 1 of the Annual Report on Form 10K of Tellurian for the fiscal year ended December 31st, 2021, and other Tellurian filings with the Securities and Exchange Commission, all of which are incorporated by reference herein. Estimated future cash flows from the Driftwood project are unlevered and based on numerous assumptions, in particular regarding relative commodity prices in the U.S. and in relevant foreign markets. The forward-looking statements in this presentation speak as of June 28, 2022, the date it was posted. Although Tellurian may from time to time voluntarily update its prior forward-looking statements, it disclaims any commitment to do so except as required by securities laws.